Keeping up with Trump and tariffs becomes more and more complicated. Yesterday morning, we reported the decision of the US Court of International Trade, which had ruled that the president had exceeded his authority in imposing the taxes and ordered an immediate block. Hours later, a federal appeals court temporarily reinstated the most sweeping of his tariffs. So what now? Scott Lucas is Professor of American Studies at the UCD Clinton Institute. Good morning, Scott.
Very good morning to you.
Look, we knew that an appeal was on the cards. What about the speed of the filing and the decision that was given? Is that surprising?
No, we need to explain what happened, because the federal appeals court did not say that the lower court's ruling, which is that Trump does not have emergency powers for these sweeping tariffs, they didn't say that was wrong. What they said is, look, we're going to consider this case. The Trump administration has asked that while we consider the case, that the tariffs still remain in effect. We're going to let them do that. And they then went on to say, we expect the arguments in this case to be put before us in early June. So it gives the Trump administration effectively maybe like a two-week window where they can continue to pursue these sweeping tariffs, including that threat that was later withdrawn of 50% on the EU. But in early June, the arguments will be made. And once the Federal Appeals Court makes its decision, of course, if they say no, Trump cannot impose these tariffs, he's overstepped his authority, then you face the tariffs possibly being withdrawn. But you also face the possibility that this is a case that could go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and I think there were some indications yesterday that the White House was considering Supreme Court already. But, you know, Peter Navarro, who is Trump's trade advisor, he says nothing has changed. Well, is he kind of right that nothing has changed for the next few weeks at least?
Well, no. Because let's break this down. First of all, in terms of those sweeping Trump's proclamations on tariffs, in a limited sense, he's right in that the lower court's order did not affect some tariffs. Mm-hmm. It didn't affect tariffs which were under a different authority. It's under the 1962 Trade Expansion Act, mm-hmm. On cars, on aluminum, and on steel. He is right that you get like this two-week window for the more sweeping tariffs. But the reason why I kick back against what Navarro said is that he was either badly mistaken or he actually lied about the actual case, because he actually said that the courts had overreached because the 12 states that filed the motion, they were from the East and the West Coast of America, which is the liberal elites. That's incorrect. There were states like Colorado, Minnesota, Arizona that that were in that. And secondly, he said the five companies that filed the case against the Trump administration, they all were bringing in low quality goods from China. And in fact, that's blatantly false. They're not bringing in low quality goods from China.
That accusation of judicial overreach, that has been kind of a consistent line coming from the White House anytime there has been any court judgment that goes against them. But let me ask you this.
Sure.
We don't know what the ultimate outcome will be, but if it goes against Donald Trump, does it give him cover anyway? You know, because he can then blame judicial overreach, unelected judges for derailing his economic plans.
I mean, this is actually the wider threat, I think, to the states, which is tied up not just with tariffs. It's tied up with cases involving migrants and asylum seekers. It's going to be tied up with cases involving international students that are going to come up. It's going to come up with cases on civil rights of U.S. citizens. And that is that the Trump administration, in the words of Stephen Miller, is saying there's a judicial coup underway. What they actually mean is, we don't recognize the authority of the courts. We don't recognize that the courts have a place to tell us what we can or cannot do. And of course, if they get away with that, it sweeps away what we've had for 250 years in America, which is a system of checks and balances. To be honest with you, there's a wider fight here, which is actually one about whether the administration can act like autocrats. It just happens that tariffs will be just one part of that fight.
Separation of powers. Professor Scott Lucas, thank you very much indeed for joining us. It's 10 minutes to 9. More on Morning Ireland after this.